Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, just what we don't need, some more rain. Rain is likely at times today and tonight. Carry the umbrella. You're going to need it. High today, 64. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow could be a couple of leftover showers, perhaps. High temperature around 70. Then much cooler air on Wednesday, highs in the 50s. Even colder Wednesday night, Thursday night, as we get another little taste of Arctic air. A couple of nights with freezing temperatures. We'll only be in the 40s for a high on Thursday, and then maybe upper 20s by first thing on Friday morning. Morning around dawn. Does any of this sound familiar? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A newly released audit of Montgomery Public Schools from October 2017 to September 2018 shows over $700,000 missing. The audit says letters were sent to current and former employees requesting repayments of the money. The school system says policies and procedures are now in place to keep this from happening again. The search is on for a man convicted of murder who escaped from a Talladega County Work Release Center. 43-year-old Daniel Miner was serving a life sentence for a 1994 murder conviction. And the plan to bring cruise ship passengers affected by the coronavirus to Anniston in Calhoun County has been canceled. Senator Richard Shelby, along with Representative Mike Rogers, confirmed the news after speaking with President Trump on Sunday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Clarkson
and Blake Shelton
here to remind you to be there for the new season of The Voice
with new coach Nick Jonas.
By the way, I want you to know our friendship is more important to me than winning.
If you win, I'll smile and say congrats.
And if you win, I'll get you a super nice victory gift and cry tears of pure selfless joy.
Are you competing about not competing?
Maybe I'm just, you know, naturally better at it.
So it's on.
The new season of The Voice. Blind auditions begin tonight on NBC.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful. I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Monday, starting your week out right. 55 degrees outside. Let's check out how high the stock market is. Oh, just kidding. Stock market is down, what would you say, 1,000?
Yeah, 1,044 right now.
Man!
45.
I hear 46. Do I hear 46?
Yeah. Oh,
it is 46, see? Yeah. I knew it was coming. Pop me up a little bit, big guy.
All right.
How you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Guess who has a new addition to his family?
You, right?
I do. I've got Benji has joined the clan here.
Oh.
It's Benji's a 2-year-old golden retriever poodle combination known as a golden doodle.
Aw.
And this poor kid, 2 years old, we drove over to Lynette to go get it. And this dog was staked outside and would get in fights with other dogs in the area. And 2 years old, but is just so lovable. And I'm working on getting him leash trained because he's not very disciplined. But I almost have him there.
Oh, my goodness. That is an adorable dog.
And that's something. That's Benji. So Benji, we've been working on his leash training. He's doing well. He's got his little bed. He goes in, went to sleep. I wake up. He kind of whisks his head up, so looks at me, and then he's fine. I'm taking a shot and everything. Here's me walking out of the door. Boom, he's following. But he's a great, very smart. Already is fetching, dropping. He's got sit, heel down pretty well. So I'm figuring about a week I'll bring him in and he can do my show for me.
Oh, that'd be great.
So Benji is welcome to the family. I'm going to bring him. Kate Armstrong is going to see him on Wednesday at 3:15. Take him over to Montgomery Veterinary Associates. Get a clean bill of health for him and get that done. So how about this weekend? Nevada?
Oh, Nevada. And I found Robert O'Brien, the National Security Advisor's interview, is very interesting.
It was. We're going to get into that for sure because this is kind of the ghost of Russia has come back here.
They're really worried about one guy named Cash.
I love it. Did you hear how Joe Biden is taking being beaten by more than 2-1 as a win?
Yeah, it's the whole, like, oh, you fell for my chin to your fist technique. You're ready for my groin to your knee next.
I love it. It was so funny watching that, and people were just stunned at the outcome of that. And we have South Carolina's going to be happening Saturday. We have the debate happening tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to. Stiers is going to be on the debate stage.
Oh, man.
So we're going to have two billionaires there. I wonder what Elizabeth Warren's going to do. She's not going to know what to do. That much money in Bernie. I wonder how much they're going to attack Bernie on this one.
They should. If they know what's good for him.
They do. They need to do something to the Stop Bernie movement. But let's move to local stuff here. Let's talk about the 2nd Congressional District. But if we're going to talk about the 2nd Congressional District, let's talk about the 2nd Congressional District with a candidate who's running for the 2nd Congressional District, Terry Hestoff. Terry, welcome back to the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you so much, Hestoff, Dan. Sorry. Great to be with you guys today.
It is great to have you here. Tell us, first of all, how is it out on the campaign trail?
It has been amazing. We have just had a phenomenal time talking to people out in the district. Just got back from a couple of different candidate forums this past week. And
You're moving around the district a lot.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And it's just awesome. I love getting to know the people out there.
So what are they saying to you?
Well, people are real concerned about, you know, a lot of the things that they see happening in the district. They're worried about having the farmers represented, some of the trade issues that have been happening. Heard a lot about rural health care, rural broadband, and wanting to see a major interstate go through from Dothan to Panama City. That's been definitely some of the top highlights of some of the questions.
That has been a dream of Alabama's back when I was in the governor's office. We were working on a four lane all the way down to Destin so we get to the beach quicker. But couldn't seem to kind of make that happen for some reason out there. I mean, 231 is good. Too many stoplights in there to really kind of get going. Too many state troopers to really get there on time. But I hope somebody does some consideration of that. As I told you off mic, your race is the one I'm asked about more than any, the 2nd Congressional District. Tell me how... You were telling me about issues. What are, to me, and this is my observation, people are kind of confused who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
They hear Jeff Komen.
Mm-hmm.
They've heard his ads ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, people literally called the show and said, would you please not play any more of those ads? They were driving them crazy. How are people responding to you? Do they know you? Are they learning about you or what?
Yeah, they're learning about me. And I think there has been a lot of concern with some of the issues around Komen. You know, we need leaders of integrity and we need people that are willing to stand up and not compromise. And I think this is a very critical election. You have to look at this almost like a job interview and look at people's backgrounds. Treat it just like you would anything else, because these are the people that are, you know, there's only 7 of us, and these are major decisions for not only this district, but for the entire country that we will be making once elected. So that's something that people, I think, are starting to back up and look at the background and qualifications. I would hope they would also look at people's integrity and who they have been up until this point.
Well, I will say the attention level is at a real height there Matter of fact, I had lunch with somebody, and they were kind of going, can you tell us what's going on in these different ways? Who are these people type thing? Mm-hmm. So let's start that out, Terry, with who you are. Tell the audience who you are and give them a little background about Terry.
Sure. So I'm a conservative Christian. I grew up right here in Montgomery. My dad worked at Maxwell Gunner for over 30 years. My mom retired from the VA. They really instilled a love for service and a love for Alabama in me and a love for our country. And I was blessed to be chosen to go to Russia on an exchange program by Governor Hunt when I was in high school, traveled to seven different cities throughout the Soviet Union, and saw firsthand what communism and socialism looked like. And it was horrifying to me. Bernie Sanders actually went the year after I was there on his honeymoon. And here I am as a high school student, and I came back so horrified that literally when the plane landed at JFK, I got down on my hands and knees and kissed the ground. I was so grateful to be an American. And it put a passion in me to want to make a difference in government because I realized how great this country
is. Fix me, what year are we talking about?
1987 was when I went to Russia. Okay. And Sanders went in 1988. So it's just amazing, you know, the tale of two visits to Russia. Sanders came back and wanted to bring what he saw there back home. And so the rise of what we see now in this country where people are actually considering this is just appalling to me. I don't think people really understand what this means. I think a lot of the younger generation has confused socialism with social justice, and they are two very, very different things.
Absolutely.
And having worked a little bit in that space, because I've worked with a lot of nonprofits, I know a lot about social justice, and that is, they are completely different.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction here. I'm going to say that the concept of socialism is going to become a main topic between now and March the 3rd.
Yes.
I think it's changed. Certainly, communications I've had with audience members and friends have all been about Bernie Sanders and where we're going as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to be very, very serious about it. Matter of fact, later on I'm going to have Tim Scott of South Carolina kind of said, Bernie is going to be a hard person to beat. And I'm part of a group called the Inner Ear, which is the original Reagan devotees from 76 and 80. And there was a white paper, and I think he's citing that was passed around not long ago, talking about African American communities are very open to the concept of being fooled into socialism. That's not a main topic of theirs, mm-hmm. but it's something that could be easily swayed mm-hmm. by saying, well, this is equality that's happening, it's balancing things, it's a redistribution, mm-hmm. it's making men's where old things had happened, mm-hmm. and that's kind of scary.
It's a lie. It's a complete lie. And I'll tell you, having seen it firsthand in two different countries that I've visited that are socialist countries, everybody's poor when they're socialism.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's equal.
Yeah, everybody's equally equal.
Poor.
You're all poor. So this is not the answer. Capitalism has been the single most amazing force for good to pull people out of poverty, out of anything else that we've ever tried. It works. Now, does it need to be kept in check sometimes? Absolutely. Do we need to make sure that, you know, we have policies that are fair to people? Absolutely. But replacing what we have, it is crazy. The other thing that's very disturbing to me is socialism is really about replacing God with government. And the faith community is so strong in this state. And I think a lot of people have, you know, said, well, why is there so much talk about socialism? We don't have any socialists here in Alabama. There's not really that much of a problem with that here. But what they need to realize is this is, number one,
not so fast, comrade.
Yeah. Number one, this is about to affect the entire country. So it will come here if we're not careful. We have to be vigilant with this kind of thing. And protecting Alabama values in the way that we believe is critical.
Let me go to a break. I have Terry Hastorf in the studio with me, and you can call her at 272-9228, ask her questions, comments, and viewpoints, second congressional district candidate. Let me tell you something. This is a very important race. So Martha Roby last Thursday, matter of fact. We're going to be back with Terry right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
If you ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. Happy Monday. A little rainy outside, but we are out at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway. Make sure you come on out and see us. If you know where All Shucks is on the Wetumpka Highway, we are right past All Shucks on the right-hand side if you are coming from Montgomery. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock. We need as many donations as we can collect. Please, please, please drop off anything you can. We have a whole list of donations needed on our website for you to bring and buy. We already had some people bring donations by the radio station early this morning, left them outside the door. So we appreciate everyone who has already participated and has already donated stuff. We need to collect as much as we can because remember, this is going to be divided up between the three River Region Humane Societies, Elmore County, Prattville-Otaga, and Montgomery. So the more we collect, the more we can send to each Humane Society, and that is the goal. So please come see me, Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway until 1 o'clock. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday. We have a second congressional district candidate in the House. We've had her on before. I'm really glad she came back. And I, as I was telling her off mic, as Terry is, I mean, people are really, they're eager to learn right now. Everybody's kind of open. They're kind of going, I don't know who to vote for in the second congressional district. I've never seen as many people that were truly undecided. They know who they don't want. But that they kind of go, I need to know more about the candidates. Speaking of which, let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Terry Hasdorf.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Dan, and thank you, Ms. Hasdorf, for coming on there with us. I really enjoyed you at our party meeting here in Autauga County. You really impressed me, and I was so glad to know that you were running. I'm ashamed to say I didn't know you were running at the time. And you really impressed me, and been doing some research on you, and you look like the only one that doesn't have any kind of baggage that I find distasteful. So you definitely have my support, and I like everything you stand for.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I'm very grateful for that. Very, very honored.
Rich, let me ask you a question about that meeting. Who all showed up for that meeting?
Oh, gosh, let me see.
Who in the second congressional district showed up?
She was the only one. I mean, I think.
Wait. Let me ask that again. Who showed up?
Ms. Astor was.
She was the only one. Let me tell you something. That is not a wise move. And where I'm reading the election right now.
Well, and we had a lot of guests there, speakers, candidates, and Ms. Astor was very patient. I know she had other places to go, but and she spent plenty of time with us and explained her platform and what she stood for and where she came from, and I was just very impressed, and I would just love to have her representing me in Washington, D.C. I could rest at ease knowing that she's there representing me.
Hey, Rich, how much did she pay you to do that?
Nothing. I'm going to tell you, Dan, to be honest with you.
I know. I was just joking with you.
I was so excited to hear her because I was discouraged. I didn't know she was running, and I didn't like what I had to choose from. And here she came in on riding a white horse and with all her high ideals, I was enthralled with her. I was and grateful too. I'm so grateful she was running. I appreciate her stepping up and willing to take the job.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Rich, she's smiling. Rich,
I'm glad because I want to do everything I can to encourage her. I know that it's a crowded race, and it takes a lot of self motivation to get out there and fight that crowded field. But I tell you what, she was chipper the other night, and. And she really impressed me. She put her best foot forward, no doubt.
Well, y'all are wonderful, and I love Autauga County. We've got some great folks there, and it was an honor and a pleasure to be with you.
One of the most Republican counties in the entire state of Alabama. We're at Sons for the cell phone call, buddy. We'll be back with Terry right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist. And you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted. But that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman. Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. A verdict just in the sex crimes trial of Harvey Weinstein, the movie mogul, found guilty in a split verdict. In the case in New York City, one count.
Criminal sexual act in the first degree, and the penalty for that is up to 25 years in prison. All of this was for the accusation of Mimi Haley. She was a former production assistant.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The other counties found guilty of rape in the third degree. And in a Chicago courtroom, former Empire actor Jussie Smollett pleading not guilty to restored charges accusing him of staging a racist, homophobic attack against himself, then falsely reporting it.
The city of Chicago also demanded $130,000 for the countless overtime hours it spent investigating what it concluded was a fake hate crime.
Fox's Matt Finn. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, just what we don't need, some more rain. Rain is likely at times today and tonight. Carry the umbrella. You're going to need it. High today, 64. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow could be a couple of leftover showers, perhaps. High temperature around 70. Then much cooler air on Wednesday, highs in the 50s. Even colder Wednesday night, Thursday night, as we get another little taste of Arctic air. A couple of nights with freezing temperatures. We'll only be in the 40s for a high on Thursday, and then maybe upper 20s by first thing on Friday morning around dawn. Does any of this sound familiar? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you.
Joe Biden at a church in South Carolina. Imagine that. Charleston, South Carolina. I wonder which church that would be. We have Terry Hestorf in the studio with us, candidate for 2nd Congressional District, 272-9228. You have question, comment, or viewpoints. Terry, let's start out with this question. It's a question I normally don't ask candidates. Tell the audience something that they don't know about you.
Well, that's a great question. You know, one thing that's been a real honor is to be endorsed by several folks that have come in recently. So General Tom McInerney endorsed me. And then Major General Bob Dees, and those folks are people that know me and have worked with me. And, you know, I hope that our military folks that are listening to this understand that I really care about that side of things. My dad, like I said, worked at Maxwell Gunner for over 30 years. And one of the first committees I'm going to push to get on is the Armed Services Committee. Our men and women who serve need to have somebody who's fighting for them. And I care a lot about that, because this is such a critical part of this district. We have some of the best and brightest that come through here for the Air War College every single year. The top 20% of the Air Force worldwide come through Montgomery, Alabama. And that's something that we can be very proud of that we have here, and we need to make sure we fight to protect that.
We really do. We have a big footprint here. People kind of forget about Gunner Design System, which is integrated now into Maxwell. You have Enterprise, which you have Martin Marietta, who is cruise missiles and things like that. I mean, they do the real deal here. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John. John, do you have a question for Terry?
Yes, sir, I do. Good morning, Ms. Hestorf.
Hi,
I've been impressed by what I've heard from you so far. I've just had a question, and you may have already stated it. I just missed it. I was wondering if you could tell me what your professional background was as far as your career in the past.
Absolutely. So I worked in my first real job in Washington was working under Speaker Newt Gingrich. And I was brought in as part of the first chief administrative officer staff. My boss and I were brought in to bring business-minded reforms to the U.S. House of Representatives operations. And the first thing that we did was we conducted an independent audit. We were able to identify a lot of areas of waste, fraud, and abuse. And we immediately went to work to put a stop to that. We were able to save the taxpayers over $4 billion with a lot of the things that we
hated when that happened.
So I have some experience draining swamps. I've had people say, you know, be careful about talking about your experience in Washington because they'll think you're part of the swamp. And my response to that is not only am I not part of the swamp, I've helped drain one and I want to do some more of that. But I went on to work with Congressman Adderholt, got to fight for some pro-life, pro-family policy with him, worked on the Ten Commandments Defense Act and religious freedom issues, and handled 13 issues for him as a legislative assistant, health care and veterans, and lots of issues with him. And then also worked with Congressman Souter, who was the main proponent for the faith-based initiative, and I helped work on the language that put the faith-based initiative into law. And so then it was an incredible honor to be able to come back to my home state here in Alabama and set up the first Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives for the state of Alabama, which was the first office of its kind to combine in the AmeriCorps program in with the faith-based initiative. And the White House pointed to that office as a model for other states to follow. It was replicated by other governors, and we were able to bring a lot of resources together that were vital with helping with Hurricane Katrina and a lot of other critical needs that have been met through these incredible faith-based organizations we have here in the state. So that's a quick snapshot.
Did that do it for you, John?
I appreciate the answer, and good luck to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John, for the question. Tell us more about Newt Gingrich and what you did with him. Give me the years, where you came in during the Gingrich tenure as speaker.
Sure. So that was 1995. This was when the, you know.
Early born, huh?
Yeah. That was when the, you know, House Post Office scandal had happened.
And oh, boy.
The ice buckets were
being cut off. Can I take some stamps back and get $10,000 in cash?
Right, right. Well, you know, when Price Waterhouse came in, they told us that this was the first time an independent audit like this had been conducted on the U.S. House of Representatives since 1789. And when we came in, they said if they found even one hit on the system, that's what they called it, they would have to shut the entire system down because it meant that money was flowing out somewhere and we had to figure out how to get a hold of it. Well, when they came in, they said in the history of the firm, they had never had this happen. They had over 14 hits on the system. It was so bad they couldn't even render an opinion. And we were able to take that and clean it up. And by the time we left, we had a clean audit. And I'm proud to say that I talked to the man who worked with me at that time, who is now the CAO himself, the Chief Administrative Officer for the House of Representatives himself, just a couple of weeks ago. And he told me we just had another clean audit yet again this past year. So those reforms that we put in place stayed in place and have continued to work. And that's very encouraging because often in government, that's hard to that's hard to have.
What is your biggest fear of the direction Congress is going in right now? Or the direction it could go into?
The division that I see and the lack of really strong people of integrity that are joining as new members of Congress. We need to get more good people elected, or I'm very concerned about the direction of the country. I mean, these are the people that vote for everything that matters. You really need to be sure who you send up there.
Do you think Congress should be more engaged than they are right now, particularly on Article II powers?
I do. And I think that, you know, so often in Washington, service turns into serve us. Mm-hmm. And that's what's wrong. It needs to be really about the people that they represent. And that's what I care about.
When you think of yourself, say, 4, 6, 8 years from now, and you're in Congress, tell me what you would have liked to have accomplished during that time.
Well, I want to fight hard for pro-life, pro-family policies, for conservative principles. I want to make sure that the president has somebody who's willing to stand up with him.
How do you feel about some of the justice nominees that Trump is doing?
Very good. I think we're going to have some others that are coming, you know, soon that are going to be very solid. And that gives us a good position to push forward with some of the pro-life things that need to be done.
Keep going. So 4, 6, 8 years from now?
Yeah. So I've term limited myself. So I don't know that, I'll be there 8 years from now. But I will say this, I just am doing this because I feel called to do it. Mm-hmm. That's the reason from the very get-go that I'm running. And I'll be there as long as God tells me to be there.
I like that. So right to life issues are big to you. What are some other issues that you'd like to really focus on during that time?
Ways to address some of these needs that we have in communities. You know, so there's people in this district that are really struggling, and we have deep pockets of poverty right here. Median income in Conecuh County is $27,000 a year. That's well below the national average. So one of the things that I've looked at, Huntsville, Alabama, second highest amount of government contracts in the nation. I mean, we have an enormous natural resource right here. So we need to be utilizing that and pulling some of these tier 2 manufacturing facilities down into the 2nd Congressional District. That rising tide theory will help raise all ships. What I want to do is look for ways that we can create more jobs, and then that will stimulate the economy to bring in that highway that they want to see running through, to bring in more hospitals and all those other things that the needs are so critical with.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, you're on with Terry Hasdorf, candidate for 2nd Congressional District.
Good day.
Which you live in, by the way.
Yes, sir. Young lady, I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Coach Tuberville last week.
Okay.
Okay, as a military retiree, we have no dental plan. And Desert Storm took my teeth. I had to have them all pulled out. And I had to pay for that out of my pocket. And my dentures, I had to pay for that out of my pocket. Why don't we have a dental plan for retired military? And would you work on that?
Well, that's a great question. Our VA system here in Alabama has definitely had its share of issues in the past. And my mom retired from the VA. I know there's some major concerns around that. And, the people who have fought for us need to be taken care of when they come home. So I'm going to look into that. I that's something that it bothers me so much to hear that people who have served and fought for our country are not getting what they need back here. So I can tell you that I care deeply about it. I'll have to look into it a little further, but what you're saying makes sense to me.
Let me ask you something, Clint. Would you be willing to go to a military dental facility versus a private dental?
Not sure.
Because that's what the holdup is, by the way, in this thing. I'm kind of familiar with this because of my dental contacts, is that they don't want to put the staffing in at the captain level to have those as dentists to service a huge base to take an enormous amount, and they're apprehensive about going to the dental private sector part. So they're trying to come up with a in-between way of doing that.
I have one more point.
Okay.
If I may.
Please.
As far as medical, I have a TRICARE for life. Mm-hmm. And Medicare. Mm-hmm. And I keep getting a balance that I have to pay on a medical bill. Why should I have a balance besides a copay? You know, join military, you're guaranteed medical if he retired. And what Medicare pays, what, 80%? And TRICARE is not paying the other 20%. So maybe that's something else you need to look into.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, having worked in a congressional office myself, I know what a good caseworker looks like. I know what a good district director looks like. I am going to hire people, and I'm going to personally get involved in this to make sure that things are being handled properly when I'm elected to Congress.
Let me interrupt you, Terry. So you're going to have somebody that's assigned to nothing but veteran issues?
Yes, and that's something that, you know, I mean, I don't know that it would be nothing but veteran issues, but it's going to be somebody who knows how to handle this with care and who is well-skilled. It makes all the difference in the world.
That was one of the smartest things Martha Roby did, actually.
It makes all the difference. If you have somebody who's trained and understands the VA system, they can be an incredible advocate. If you have somebody who doesn't know what they're doing,
It can be a disaster.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Clint. Let me go to Charlie real quick. Charlie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. You're on with Terry Hassler, candidate for 2nd Congressional District.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
Very good. Well,
mine's about socialism. She was talking about it earlier. Do you have any kind of plans putting people out on the field when you're going around doing your politicking to educate people what socialism really is? I mean, something's gone wrong somewhere. People not be able to identify the difference. You know what?
Thank you, university systems around America.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was going to get to that, Dan. But do you have like putting people out in the field to see if you can kind of help get a hold of this and educate people what this really is all about?
Well, right now I'm the main one who's been out in the field because, you know, when you're running, you're kind of on a shoestring sometimes. But I'll tell you this, speaking out about this is something I have a passion about. And having seen it firsthand, I can tell you that when I'm elected, I will be making my views on this very well known and pushing back hard against this agenda because it is absolutely the worst thing that could happen to our country. And I won't stand for it.
Well, make sure you do point out there's never been a country in the world that survived socialism. They've
exactly.
all fall.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what's going to happen to us if we go this route.
You are
make
not.
Make sure you point that out.
I will. Thank
Charlie,
you,
thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you. It's interesting. The guy who started Voice of America in the Reagan administration has said what we need now is the Voice of America in America. He said, all the things we were saying to communist countries, we now need to be saying to our own country in 2020.
That's right.
Terry, tell the audience why they need to vote for you.
Well, I am the only candidate in this race who has ever had any experience working in the Congress. And I'll tell you, you know, most people, when they go to Washington as a freshman, they usually have a 2 to 4 year learning curve just to figure out the processes and how to get things done.
They find out where the bathrooms are.
That's right. Washington's a complex place, and it's hard to navigate that sometimes. I don't have that learning curve. I have the ability to hit the ground running. I know a lot of people there. I have a strong handle on how to accomplish things for this district, and that's what I want to do. I'm excited about being able to serve the people of this district, and I'm asking for your vote. I'm asking you to check out my website, terryforcongress.com, and I ask for your support and for your vote.
Terry, I want to thank you for coming in. Two questions. Number one, if you're in a runoff, will you come back and visit us?
Absolutely.
If you win, will you call in on a regular basis?
Wouldn't miss it for the world. You're my favorite people.
Terry, thank you so very much. Going to go to a break and reset right after this.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call call Paul or Chrissy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, Skip Zillow, call Millow.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. That was kind of interesting.
Interesting is one more for it. It was fantastic.
I tell you, Terry's quite a young lady here. And again, I was just surprised, shocked that all of a sudden this is like stepped in on everybody's radar. And they're paying attention now.
Yeah.
And they don't know anything. I mean, literally, I had lunch with some friends on Sunday, and they kind of like, you know, who are these people?
Right.
So we kind of went through all of them. So I'm glad Terry dropped by today. 272-9228. Let's see here. Saturday was a gorgeous day.
Yeah, it was.
Today, not so much. And the rain.
It's driving me crazy.
Benji's getting confused with the rain. Like, what? You want me to go out and do what? In the rain? Or no, just doing what?
That must be the poodle in him.
That's the poodle in him.
Yeah.
Wyatt Edmondson, the Wilson brothers, Cameron DeBose,
mm-hmm.
they're doing a concert at the Capri Theater tomorrow night.
Okay.
I'm not able to go because I'm going to be doing Hamburger Night.
Oh, yes.
Wyatt was kind enough to give us 4 tickets to give away. So Wyatt is my up-and-coming star. His family and I have been together forever. His uncle and I played together in 3rd grade. That's a long time ago, folks. We used to park our dinosaurs right next to each other. So if you'd like to get in on, I'm going to give 2 pair of tickets away because I don't want you to have to go solo. So you call me at 272-9228. We'll do the drawing later on today. For the event, it's tomorrow night. All I ask is that you be able to go and that you do go. And when you go, I'd like for you to call me back and tell me how it was, by the way. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
How are you today on a kind of miserable Monday?
I know, man. I tell you what, I'm going to get me a ski boat so I can kind of drive around in my backyard. It's that wet in my house.
I was going to show some houses, but my boat won't crank.
I like that, Gary. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, doing good. Had a good weekend. Went down to Sweet Creek and cashed in some of that.
All right.
That I won way back when. You remember?
I do remember that, Gary.
My wife had surgery, and I couldn't use it, and I still had about $40 on it. So I went down and got some ribs while I was out in the country.
Well, that is outstanding. How were they?
They were okay, but my wife said the ones I cooked last time were better. So.
Oh, in competition, huh?
Right. I was wanted to make a comment about Bradley Burns' ad that I'm hearing where he's downing Coach Tubbel. Now, bear in mind, I'm not a big Auburn fan. All my money went to Alabama.
It did. I know that for a fact.
to hear this political ad where he's, Bradley Burns is talking about Coach Tuberville advocating for bringing the illegals in and giving them citizenship. He failed. He left one word out of Coach Tuberville's comments, and I listened to it last week when the coach was on your show. The word he left out was legally.
Right.
Attained citizenship, and it just kind of stuck in my craw that, you know, politicians would make something like that a part of their campaign when anybody that had listened to the show and knew what the coach actually said would kind of make the hackles on their neck stand up, you know.
Indeed, indeed. You know, what happens is you get down to this last part, this last week or so, and you get this kind of stuff happening. I mean, I've noticed that they really ratcheted it up, a lot of negative all the way across the board.
Well, it just really irritates me that politicians can misinform the general public or, quite frankly, outright lie and get away with it. But I guess that's the nature of the beast in a political arena.
It is.
Put me in for Sweet Creek. Put me in for Sweet Creek.
Wait, yeah, how long did you leave? Did you win, Gary?
Oh, September of last year.
So is he good? September, yeah. October, November, yeah. December. Yeah, you're good. You're in, Gary. Give me month and day of birth.
4/6.
You're in, my friend. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Dan. Y'all too.
Good talking to you. Gary weighing in. It's I'm really kind of surprised, particularly, and I think what happened is the debate Wednesday night kind of set the tone to it. And as I said on the day of that debate, I think this is going to be the largest viewed debate, and it was by a long shot, really 20 long. Plus million. The first number came out 18 to 20 million. Now they're at 20 plus million people, and what happens is when you have 20 million people seeing something, they're seeing it and they're making their own determinations. But as we did the next day, as we played the CBS and NBC pieces from that, and boy, they, excuse me, they banged on Bloomberg pretty badly. And Bloomberg's up to bat again on Tuesday night. So how do you think he's going to do?
He better get more forceful. But even if, like, leave out the Elizabeth Warren attacks and the, you know,
fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
You can put all that to the side. Bloomberg's closing.
No, please. No, that was my favorite part.
Yeah, it is mine, too. But Bloomberg's closing arguments and main pitch is so weak. It's like, it's a management job, and I'm a manager. Trump's not a manager. Like, I'm a bean counter. Vote for me. Who cares?
Well, and let me tell you something. There are not many things that you know predictively what's going to happen. One of them is, what's your closing statement?
Right.
And you know what it is. You know how much time you've got. You know everything there is about it. He looked like he was playing that, you know, like he just met somebody in an elevator and he's trying to talk to him.
It gives credence to some of these conspiracies out there that he's trying to get